So let's review. The Mishnah details the special procedures and tefillos for the third set of seven tainis tzibur. Zok the Mishnah, say the tainis ketzad, what is the procedure for these fast days? Metzienes ateva l'rechev shalir. We bring out the ark from the shul to the town square. V'noisen efer mikla al gabi ateva, uveresh anasi, uveresh av bezin, v'chol echa ve'echa noisi bereshe. We place ashes on the ark, on the head of the nasi, and the head of the leader of the bezdin. Then everyone places ashes on their own head. Hazagan shebehen oimel lefnein diri kavushin. The eldest among them says the following words that inspire tshuva. Achenu, our brothers. Lo inema ba'anchi ninva, me'ar likim esakam es tanisim, kishavu midarkam ara. Regarding the people of Ninveh, it does not say, and Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Elevayar elikim es maseyim kishavu midarkam ara. Rather, it says, and Hashem saw their deeds, that they had repented their evil ways. And they then added, Uvekavalahu Eimer, Vekir Levavchem Al Begdechem. And in the prophets it says, tear your hearts, not your clothes. Afterwards, the Mishnah tells us that Amd Bitfila, Meridin Lefnei HaTeva, Zokin Verogel, V'yesh Leibonim, Uveserekem, Kedei She'eli B'Yishalom Bitfila. When they begin to daven Shemayna Esrei, they send down before the ark an older man who is accustomed to leading the prayers, one who has children, and whose house is empty so that his heart should be completely involved with the prayers. Barim lefnein esrim arba brachas, yod ches shebechol yoyim, u'maisav alein oyt shesh. He recites 24 blessings out loud, which consist of the 18 blessings of the regular Shemayna Esrei, plus 6 additional brachas, and the Mishnah then goes on to list in detail the 6 brachas. Later the Mishnah teaches, Al Rishayna Hu Omer. Rashi explains that this is not referring to the first of the 6 additional brachas, but rather to the bracha of Re'enu V'Anyenu recited in the standard Shemayna Esrei. Since this bracha also requests of Hashem to relieve us of our pain on these fast days, we add the following at the conclusion of this bracha. Misha'anes Avram Bahar Maria Huyana Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzarkaschem Hayim Hazem Baruch Ato Hashem Goyel Yisrael. Therefore, the Mishnah calls this the first bracha of the fast days. The 6 additional brachas are then said ben goyel l'reif v'chayli, between goyel Yisrael and reif v'chayli am Yisrael. Therefore, what the Mishnah numbers of 2 through 7 is actually 1 through 6 of the unique brachas. Al hashnehu oimer, the first of the 6 brachas is zechrayinus. The pesukim we say on Rosh Hashanah. At the conclusion, we say mishanes aviseinu ayamsev huyane eschem yishma kol tzarkaschem hayom hazeh. Baruch Ata Hashem, Zoyche Hanishkachis. Rashi explains that the conclusion is related to the content of the bracha, which speaks of Zechreinus. Therefore, we refer to the Yam Suf, because regarding its Yis Mitzrayim, it says, Ve'ezkres Brisi. Of course, the bracha ends with Zoyche Hanishkachis. Al HaShlishis Huaymer, the second bracha, is Shaifris, also as we say in Rosh Hashanah, and at the conclusion we say, Misha'ane Es Yeshua, Bagilgal Hu Yane Eschem Yishma B'kot Zakaschem Hayem Hazem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemia Trua. Yeshua is mentioned because Lafisha Nenna B'Shefris B'Yerichai. He was answered through the Shefer in Yerichai. This bracha ends with Shemia Trua. Al Raviyas Huaymer, the third bracha is El Hashem Batzerasali Karasi V'Aneni. And we conclude with Misha'ana Eshmu B'Mitzbah, Huyana Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzarkaschem Hayom Hazeh. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemia Tzaka. Shmuel is mentioned because it says there, V'yizak el Hashem v'yaneu Hashem. And this bracha ends with Shemia Tzaka. Al Chamishis Huaymer, the fourth bracha is Eso Eina el Ha'orim. And we conclude with Misha'ana Eseliyo Bahar Carmel, Huyana Eschem, Mishma B'kot Zakaschem Yemazeh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemia Tfilo. Yohanavi is mentioned because of the similarity of Ha'orim and Har Carmel. And since at that incident, Eliyo said Aneini Hashem Aneini, and Rashi says Aneinu Zu Tfilo, the bracha ends with Shemiyat Tfilo. Al HaShishis Huaymer, the fifth bracha is Mimamakim Kirasich HaShem. And we conclude with Misha'ana Es Yoyna Mei Hadaga Huyana Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzarkaschem Yemazeh Baruch Ato Hashem Ha'oyna Be'ez Sara. Yoyna is mentioned because of the similarity of Mimamakim and Mei Hadaga. And since Yoyna said Karasi Mitzara Li, the bracha ends with Ha'oyna Be'ez Sara. Al HaShviyas Huaymer, the sixth bracha is Tfilo Lo'oni Kiyatuv. And we conclude with Misha'ana Es David V'Shleimim B'nai B'Yerushalayim Huyana Eschem V'Yishma B'Kotzer Kaschem Yimazeh Baruch Ato Hashem HaMarachim Al Ha'aretz. Tam and Shlomo are mentioned because in both of their reigns there was a rav famine as a result of a drought, as it says, Beha'atzir Shemayim, and since they prayed for Eretz Yisrael, the bracha ends with Merachim ala Oretz. Yudah Eimer, Loha Yitzarach Leim is Achreinus Beshefers. Eleimer Tachtein, Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, Deva Kiyah, Shehoyah Dvar Hashem Leim Yah, Adir Habatzaras. Peter replaces Achreinus and Shefers with these two passages from the prophets. The next three parts of the Mishnah, Ma'is B'meir B'chalafta, Shalosh Tanias Rishainis Anche Mishmar Mis'an B'loi Mashlimin, Kalakas B'Megillas Tanias, will be reviewed as part of their respective Gemaras. The Mishnah towards the end continues, We may not decree fast upon the community beginning on a Thursday, in order not to cause price increases which would occur if people bought more food than usual on that day, since they would be preparing a large meal for after the fast Thursday night, in addition to the Shabbos meals. The merchants, on the other hand, will think that people are hoarding food because of an impending shortage as a result of the drought. However, if the second fast day is on Thursday, they'll realize that the increased shopping is because of the fast day. Therefore, Shalosh Tanias Rishonis Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, V'Shalosh Shniyas Chamishi Sheni V'Chamishi. The first set of three begins on a Monday, followed by Thursday and the following Monday. The second set may begin on a Thursday. Rabbi Yosi Emer, K'shem Shein HaRishonis B'Chamishi Kach L'Shniyas V'Lo Achronis. Rabbi Yosi says that all three sets must begin on a Monday. The set of seven fasts also follows that pattern of Monday and Thursday. The Mishnah continues, In Geizen Tainas al Tzibur, Barash Chadashim, Chanukah B'Purim. We may not decree a fast on the community for Rish Chedish, Chanukah or Purim. B'mischilu, Imavsikin Dibrim M'Lil. However, if a series of fasts had already started, it's not interrupted if one of these days falls out during the set, and we fast on those days. Amr Meir, Afa Pish Amrim M'Lil, Imavsikin, Maidahaya, She'im Ashlimin. However, says Rameir, Ibrim M'Lil, who said that we do not interrupt, agrees that the fast is not completed into the evening. This is also true if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos. It must be noted that according to our fixed calendar, Tisha B'Av cannot fall on Friday. The Gemara begins by pointing out that the special procedures mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah are done only during the third set of seven fast days. As the Braisa clearly states, Shalish Tanias Rishonis Vishnias Nechnasim Lebesa Knesses During the first and second sets of fast, they enter the shul and daven as they do the rest of the year. During the last set of seven fasts, they bring the ark into the center of town and follow the other procedures mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to discuss the Mishnah, which said ashes are first placed on the head of the Nasi, and then everyone else places ashes on their own head. This is challenged from a brisa. Rabbi Yaimer, Begidula Meschilim Nagodoyl, Shenem Avayim Moshel Arnu Lozu Li Samar. In matters of prominence, we start with the most prominent, as we see that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke first to Aaron, and then spoke to his sons. Ubeklala Meschilim Nakotin, Betchila Neskal Nochosh, Vachakach Neskal Lachava, Vachakach Neskal Adam. In matters of misfortune, we begin with the least prominent, as we see that the snake was cursed first, followed by Chava, followed by Adam. Why do we start with the Nasi, since this is a misfortune? The Gemara answers, Ha chashivus ledidhu. This is a matter of distinction for them. It's as if they're saying to him, Atun chashivisu lemivi alen rachme kuliyama. You are distinguished enough to ask for mercy on behalf of everyone. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Abba ben Kisari explains that the ashes are placed on the Nasi's head by others. He doesn't do it himself, because in a day me mispayish me'atzmoy, being humiliated by your own hand is not comparable to being humiliated by others. Rashi explains that they will feel more anguish if others place the ash for them. The Gemara concludes by teaching that the ash is placed by Makam Tefillin, in the place where the Tefillin of the head are worn, as the Pasuk says, Lasum laveli tzien, lasis lahem pe'er tachasefer, to establish for the mourners of tzien, to give them beauty in place of ashes.